Hi, beautiful. I am so excited. I just co-authored my very first book and it has launched. Oh, this has been a blessing. I've been working on this idea for such a long time and it finally came into fruition with the help of this amazing group of ladies that decided to get together and co-author a book series. The very first book that I ever written and co-authored on is called Oh My Health, There Is Hope, where you can be able to hear multiple ladies' inspirational stories on how they were able to heal themselves naturally, giving you some awesome tips and some awesome resources to help you along that way of healing whatever ailment that you might possibly have. And you can really, truly relate to our stories. I'm talking about my hormonal health and how I was able to reverse it naturally without the need of medication, which I talk about quite often on this podcast. So go ahead over to Amazon, the link is in the show notes, and grab yourself a copy of this book. It's both on digital format and also a hard copy. You do not want to miss out on this. Now, on to today's show. Welcome back to another episode of Balanced Hormones, Balanced Life. This is your host, Stephanie, and we are back to talk about one of my favorite things. Actually, two of my favorite things, which is talking about menstruation and also talking about the lunar cycles and how they sync up. So a little bit of back history on why I love this. If you are not already familiar, we are some amazing creatures, us women out there, because we sync up with the moon. And when I first got into this line of work of hormonal health, I really love the spiritual aspect of it too. And I'm a very spiritual person. If you look back at some of the previous episodes, when my podcast was Love Your Life and not Balanced Hormones, Balanced Life, you would see that we talked a lot about spirituality here and there and meditation. And so on my journey to become a hormonologist, I actually learned quite a lot about how our bodies sync up with the moon. And how you can actually utilize a lot of this stuff to really set some awesome intentions and get some things done out there. So you'll find a ton of information if you looked it up. You'll find a lot of information on the internet regarding cycle syncing with the moon. You probably are familiar with the fact that when you are hanging around with a lot of ladies, your cycle will start to sync. This is very similar. The more you spend time out in nature and outdoors, you'll start to notice that your cycle will sync. So I get a lot of people who ask me questions about what does it actually mean when I bleed at this time of the month versus that time of the month. So we're going to dive a little bit into that about what it means when your cycle changes. And then also, you're also going to dive into how you can use these different phases of the moon to manifest and create this amazing magic. Because we are, as women, some very magical lunar beings out there. And our bodies just work so beautifully with the phases of the moon. So again, you look at it, most women, their cycles are every 28 days or so. And this goes into the series of the moon. So as we go through different phases, menstruation to ovulation to pre-menstruation to our follicular phase and things like that, you start to notice that we will also see those phases of the moon, such as the new moon, the waxing moon, the waning moon, the full moon, and so forth. So let's dive on in and talk a little bit more about how, or when you bleed, I guess, what does it mean when you bleed at different phases of the moon? So this is just some kind of fun stuff. Don't take it like verbatim, like this is exactly what it means. I get a lot of people that say like, well, I was told that I was supposed to bleed during the full moon and I'm confused because I bleed during the new moon. Typically, a lot of times you'll hear that the new moon is a time for bleeding. It's a time of introspection. That's when they had red tints. I host new moon circles, and it's around that whole theme that that would be typically the time when you were in a community and out in nature a lot. Women would bleed during the, a lot of women would bleed during the new moon. That's a time for a lot of introspection. Those that bleed during the full moon would be the ones that would care for those that were bleeding
during the new moon. So they are the caregivers. Also, ladies who are going into their crone phase, which is a completely different topic where we talk about the different phases of life for women. But those that are going into their crone or their wise woman years, and pretty much those are the ladies that are going through perimenopause and menopause, they are they're also the ones caring for the ones that are bleeding. So let's dive into this. We're going to talk about the full moon first. So if your menses is synced up with the full moon, it's often a time to for a celebration of yourself. You're feeling really extroverted and have a desire to nourish those around you and have a lot of love and abundance. It is a time of really doing a lot of awesome like work, right? This is also, in some places, they will consider this associated with the red moon, which is an association of shamanism, high priestess, the healers in the ancient times. I, for the longest time, actually bled during the full moon because I was doing a lot of care for other people. I was spending a lot of my time as a hormonologist and a holistic health coach caring for other people all the time. So again, that is with that whole healers and high priestess and medicine woman kind of aspects. And I was tapping into that energy. Therefore, I was bleeding during that time. During your cycle, this is a good time to claim your power, make decisions, take charge at work, bring something new into being, that idea that you've been brewing over the last few weeks, just start to make some action towards it. The full moon represents fire, that power, that vitality. Because of this fiery energy, it's also really awesome to transform those negative things into some more positive ones. So that is, it represents like love and beauty and desire and fertility and all this amazing power, even political power at that time. Waning moon. So if your cycle is more with the waning moon, and then this is the time of reeling in those visions and those dreams that you have. Energy of the waning moon bleeds outward and is very extroverted, nourishing, and energizing. Because it ties to the blooming and the harvest energy, it's a time that you will really start to be persistent and patient with those goals. You might find yourself planting the seeds for future things, future projects during this time, or really working inward to see if your dreams will actually turn into reality. Other things that are associated with this is nourishment, giving nourishment back to the earth, which is a time that you will also find that you are doing during this time of your cycle. A new moon energy. So the new moon cycle is a good time to take stock of what you've been feeling and come to the conclusion of yourself on how you are going to move forward. This is a lot of introspection that's going on. The new moon menstruation is a time of healing and renewal. It's also a time in which you are taking a little bit deeper dive within. Again, that introspection. The new moon is when the moon is actually not visible. So she's hiding her face. She's going inward, doing some deep soul work, right? It might be a good time for you to sit with those emotions that you're dealing with, create a space for new intentions. This is also known as the white moon cycle. Administration, which is historically been linked to that intuition and that urge to withdraw from the world. And you notice that if you are in sync with that, this is a time like when you're on your period, like you kind of want to just veg out and sit by yourself and not be bothered with other things and just be there with your thoughts. This is a time in which, you know, you might be dealing a little bit more with some of the darker stuff that is kind of coming up in your life during this time of the month or during this time of that cycle of syncing with the moon. The waxing moon cycle. If you are in line with the waxing moon cycle, it is a time for inward reflection and self-nourishment. The moon is going through new beginnings and growing at this period, and you're right there along with that energy. You may find that your menstruation brings new ideas, new processes, and experience to integrate in your life. It's a good time for you to think, to start to read a little bit more, to start planning. It's a really great time to find yourself meditating and being deep into those thoughts, getting to know yourself a little bit better during this time. And really, it's a time that represents harvest and fertility. It's a really awesome time. Now, I must say, as I'm wrapping up the cycles and how they sync with the moon before we go into like how you can utilize some of this awesome lunar magic, for most people who menstruate, our cycles shift a lot through our lives. So don't feel as if like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm so out of balance. Like this conversation happened with one of my friends and my Ayurveda practitioner program where she was like, well, I read that if we don't bleed during the in this phase of the moon that we're out of balance. Your cycles are constantly going to change. And mine has definitely changed quite a lot. I think in the last year prior to my pregnancy, I've only had it sync up with the new moon twice. And I was so excited. Super, super excited. Usually it's like a day before, a day after. Sometimes it was, the longest time, it was during the full moon. Sometimes I got it during the waxing or the crescent. So it's all over the place. Don't beat yourself up. It's going to change all the time. Some of the things that are going to change is if you travel a lot, you're going to northern hemisphere, there's southern hemisphere. If you're going to be indoors more often, such as in the winter versus outside, you're not really syncing up with the moon, depending on what's going on in your life. If you're doing a lot more of healing time, caregiving for someone else, you're in that line of work, you'll notice that it will change. Or if you're doing a lot of more introspection. So the thing about it is just kind of noticing that there's going to constantly shift and tracking your menstruation with the moon so that you can be more in tune of how your body is and be more aware of your desires from the world. Therefore, you can really kind of start to harness that awesome divine feminine power that we have, all of us have. So let's talk about how we can have a little bit of fun with this, right? Because that's what it's all about. How can we take this knowledge and take something that we are already given, right? This syncing up with the moon and turn it into something super magical, because we are some amazing magical beings. All right. So we're going to talk about some of the phases again of the moon and how you can use it for magic. The first phase I'm going to talk about is the new moon. This moon reappears every 2 to 3 days and is absent of absence is considered the dark moon, right? This is when you won't really see anything. This is a period of new beginnings to set your intentions, to plant those seeds for the future and take those first steps towards manifesting your desires. The waxing crescent moon, this is when the moon is starting to grow. Call in what you want in life, such as projects, plans, behaviors, emotions, self-love, compassion, courage. Go inward and pull out what you want more of and bring it into reality. The first quarter moon magic, this is attraction. Before magic that draws things in, such as success, money, clients, or whatever it may be, good time to call back lost objects, things that you have lost in the past. Waxing gibbous moon is a great time to give extra push to things that might not be stagnant. It is really great energy to give that push to overcome temptation and resilience. Full moon magic. This is to address the major issues that you are facing. Focus your rituals on things of utmost importance. Meditate around spirituality and divination. Waning gibbous moon is energizes, it repels, it banishes, destroys unwanted things. Great time to go introspective and gain clarity on what does not work. And then a third quarter moon is a good time to overcome obstacles. And the waning crescent moon, use these energies to banish big things, things that suck up a lot of joy. Use spells to really drop the things that no longer serve you. Oh, again, that new moon, that's the energy of the yin. It's very feminine. And the season for this is winter. Women's cycle and menstruation and bleeding. Other names are fertile, the void, the oracle phase. The life phase is a fourth post-menopause portion of the life. Characteristics here can be dark, pause, stillness, rest, reflection, healing. The core intention here is to listen to your intuition. It's time of the phase, it's process of healing, letting go, shedding and resting, reflecting and listening, accessing your inner goddess and discover the powerful instincts that you have, process of settling into the heart and what the heart's intentions are, opening best ideas and innovations, birthing evolution, growth, renewal, and embrace the feminine nature and go outside and dress up. Surround yourself with beautiful flowers, really to prioritize your rest and relaxation. Experience stillness and silence. Practice meditation, restorative yoga. Focus on the room area. Keep track of your intuition. Listen to your ideas. Believe in them. Do a lot of journal work. Work with the sacral area, the third eye, the crown chakra. Waxing moon. This energy is yang. It's masculine and the season is spring. Women's cycle is the follicular phase right after the menstruation. Other names are emergent phase and warrior phase. This life stage is first pre-period, modern, yang woman filled with energy. The chakras are root, sacral, and solar chakra. Characteristics here is new beginnings, abundance of energy, rebirth, and renewal. The core intention is to rise to your potential, time to take action, new beginnings, new projects, brainstorming, getting involved, pursuing goals, new habits or life changes, taking action on dreams. Proceed with caution, but do not burn out. Strategies is to really work with this phase. Put new behaviors and desires into action and in motion. Engage in physical exercise such as aerobics or weight training. Embrace stillness to avoid overheating. Say yes to adventure and new opportunities. Create a line action plan to fulfill your goals and your dreams. Do not underestimate the power of strength. Avoid complaining and negative thinking. Practice your patience and faith and work with the root, sacral, and solar plexus chakra. Next is the full moon. So this energy is yang, masculine, and represents summer. Women's cycle is ovulation phase, peak infertility for creation. Other names is visibility or creator phase. The life stage here is second. When we have our period, we are in that mother archetype, devoted to others, devoted to the creation of her life. Chakras are sacral, heat, and heart and throat chakras. The characteristics here is magnetic energy, bright light, and abundance. The core intention here is to release perfection, forgive, let yourself be. The peak of the lunar cycle, it's a time for creation and life. Opportunity to embrace the inner goddess, tap into her passion, along with practice forgiveness and compassion. Strategies here is to work with the full moon, practice heart and throat chakra yoga, host a party or event or workshop, even a presentation at this time, schedule projects that will involve communication, keep daily forgiveness list, recommit to your new moon intentions that you have set, prioritize intimacy, romance, work on the sacral and a heart and the throat chakra area. All right. And then waning moon. This is yin feminine energy, and the season here is autumn. The woman's cycle here is the luteal phase, the week before the menstruation. Other names is sorceress phase. Life stage here is third transition into menopause or crone. Chakra here are root, sacral, and solar plexus. Characteristics: turning inward, completing things, prepping to get into that rest phase, embodiment of the femininity. Core intention here is fulfill, commitment, embrace the wild woman. Time to embrace that wild woman energy. Ego is waning and feeling confident in self-discovery. Strategies to work with the waning moon is to practice mindful movement, gentle yoga, take control of schedule, make priority lists and do them. Do detailed administrative work, continue to manifest dreams by focusing on details. Let yourself transition to the next phase of life and work with the root, solar, and sacral elements. So that's just a little bit information. I hope you got a little bit more clarity. I know for some of you, you probably have a lot more questions like, oh my gosh, you just open up a can of worms. When I first started to look through a lot of this, it was definitely like my mind just was like, what the heck? It was so exciting. Just to learn how you can use the phases of the moon, just so that you can learn how they represent like and embody your cycle. It's awesome. Again, don't get so wound up in the fact that like you feel that, oh my gosh, my body is not lining up with one of these phases. Is, you know, I really want to be with the new moon, or I really want to be with the full moon. There's so many articles out there. Just honor your body and the cycles and learn how you can use the moon, whether it's just a fun activity or a way to deepen your spirituality, or a way for you to kind of have a good idea of when you are starting your cycle without using a tracker, although I definitely represent an app that you can find that will track your cycle. There's lots of them out there. But if, you know, you're out and about, a lot of times when I was really cycle syncing before my pregnancy, I was able to look at the moon. I'm like, oh, in the next couple of days, I want to start my period. And then, you know, preparing myself for that because I knew when it was going to happen. So I was tracking it. So that's, again, you can use it as a tracking mechanism. You can use it as a way to get yourself closer to spirituality. And you can just use it as a way to just have some fun and know that you are harnessing that awesome feminine power that you have. And enjoy it. So again, if you have any questions whatsoever, please, please, please feel free to reach out to me. If this had sparked some like more questions, please, you know, I'm here. You can reach me anytime. And please do me a favor. If you enjoy this episode, please share it with others and go to listening platform and write a rating and review so that more people can come across this podcast. And I will see you all next week. Bye for now.